Vayishlach. Tov Shinayin Ches. We have an odd combination. An odd combination of things in the Parsha. For instance, it says Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefonav El Esav Achiv Atzah Seir Sdei Adom. So Rashi says they sent Malachim Mamish. He sent real angels. So if he sent real angels, so then, like, what's all the rest of this for? You got angels on your side, you know. Certainly in our warped vision of things, you know, you figure you got the angels on your side, so you've got lightsabers, the force is with you, right, Claude? right out of a great gene movie, and then that's the end of the story. And yet it doesn't end over there. He sends Malachim, and then there's all the gifts he sends, and all the presents, and all the, you know, I'm your Eved. What was going on? Rashi says he's sending Malachim Mamish. He's sending Malachim. Then he becomes afraid, right? After he sees the response, or hears the response that Esav is coming towards him, and he's not behaving in a brotherly fashion. So now he's afraid. So first of all, I'm not sure I understand. We didn't understand when's he got Malachim on your side? What's the issue? But okay, fine. Now he's afraid, and he says he prepares himself for three things. Rashi says he prepares himself for Doron, for present, for Tefillah, for davening, and for Milchama, and for battle. And that itself, even though Lemaisa, we find him, if you think about it, that does not order sound a little funny, right? You know, from a firm point of view, right? In other words, shouldn't it be Tefillah first, and then Doron, and then Milchama? First you should daven, then you send the presents, then you prepare for battle.
What does Rashi put it?
Rashi has Doron first, mm-hmm. Then Tefillah, then Milchama.
Uh-huh.
Now in the Medrash, Lemaisa, and in the Ramban, it has it in the order of Tefillah, Doron, and Milchama.
Mm-hmm.
But in Rashi, it's got first Doron, then Tefillah, and then Milchama. So we don't understand why he's afraid if he's sending Malachim Mamish. We don't understand why it is, certainly the way Rashi brings it down, he's preparing for a Doron first, and then for Tefillah, and then for Milchama. We don't understand, in the end, he battles, you know, fearlessly against an angel, the Sarshal Esav. He bests him. He demands that he give him a bracha. Like, you know, what's the story? Is he afraid? Is he not afraid? Is he fearless? Is he fearful? Are his priorities straight, or his priorities mixed up? What's going on? So the meat of Yaakov Avinu. The meat of Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. Tiferes. What is Tiferes? Until now we've had Avram, Chesed, and Yitzchak is Gvura, and Yaakov is Tiferes. In Sfiras Omer, they've got Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chod, Yesod, Malchus, seven Sfiros. So Chesed, we know, is going out, is giving. And that's what Avram instructed the world. He taught the world. That's why he did Chesed with the world, just as he taught Amunah to the world. Because his Amunah was teaching that the Borei Olam is giving to us all the time. chesed goes together with what he put his examples of chesed, his acts of chesed, were just the flip side of the coin of his teaching of that's what the Borei Olam is doing with us all the time. Yitzchak, right? Yitzchak is Gvura, right? In that, right, while Avram sees, you know, he sees the incredible chesed of the Borei Olam, and he imitates it, and he teaches, that's how he teaches the Emunah, Yitzchak, on the other hand, says, you don't understand everything. His whole point was that you don't understand everything. You can't wrap your head around everything, right? Hashem is beyond you. That's what's called Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad Yitzchak, in other words, you call it Pachad not because you're afraid that the person was going to punch his lights out. Pachad because you stand, as much as you, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu teaches you of who he is, Kav Yachol, it's really unknowable. You're standing before really beyond you, totally beyond you. And therefore, the side of Yitzchak that instructs about how you're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu, hiding his presence, there's so much of him that's hidden that we, what he called, that we don't know, we'll never know, etc. But we'll obviously know a lot more than we know today, much, much more, right? He'll explain to us everything we need to understand eventually. But the fact is that what he called, he's not totally knowable to us, in his essence. Only to whatever degree, what he called, we can have a connection with him. So the pond, the face of Yitzchak's, avoda, the way he shows down on earth, in order to reflect that which he's saying vis-a-vis the Borei, he's gover on himself. He takes the gvura, right, that need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's gover, but who's he gover on? He's not gover on an outside person, he's gover on himself. In other words, he clamps down, he causes a total recession, a constriction of his egocentric self. Because that's what he's trying to teach. What he called, do you realize you can't expand unlimitedly in this world? What he called, because you're encroaching on the Borei Olam. We stand the pachad before him. He's right. So Avram taught Chesed, and Yitzchak taught Gvura, and Yaakov is Tiferes. In Tiferes, right? Tiferes, we know Dumus Diokno Shel Yaakov Avinu, the visage of Yaakov, the spiritual visage of Yaakov Avinu, is emblazoned on the Kisei HaKavod. Right? Each side of the Kisei HaKavod has got a different koach associated with it. Right? There's a shore, right? There's a nesher, right? There's an aryeh, right? There's the what do you call it, the aryeh, and there's the Tzura HaAdam. And the Tzura HaAdam that's Chakuka and the Kisei HaKavod is that of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu. His godless is Tiferes. Tiferes is glory, but it's also a glory that requires those who stand in its presence to what he called to show deference to it. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu says in Mitzrayim, you know, Hitpa'er alai, you know, cause me to do something, as it were, you know, like put me in a city where, well, I'll have to do something that you're gonna stand and, you know, and You can't show you when in that glory of Tiferes, right? A person is mitpa'er, right? He shows himself to be above. He shows himself to be above everybody. Everybody else in turn, what he has to show deference to him. And Yaakov Avinu is able to accomplish that. Accomplish that, what he called that a concept of Tiferes, of that glory which causes everything in the Bria, as it were, to kowtow before him. Right.
What did he do to achieve that?
Oh, so that's the sentence that we're in. Yeah, is Torah, right? If Avram is Chesed, and Yitzchak is Avoda, right, in the service of Hashem before, right? He's so great, he's so beyond what he calls service. Then Yaakov's meat is Torah, because Torah translates every moment. Right? It translates every moment in experience, every object, every relationship. It translates it into ruchnius, into revealing Hashem's presence in the world. And that's Yaakov's greatness. Torah. Right? Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Olim. He's the one who sits in the tent. He learns. He applies everything that he learned as well. I mean, he spent 14 years in the Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Aver, and then he spent 20 years in the house of Lavan, right? And right, in the world of a complete sheker, and his meat is emes, because he's Torah, right? So that we call, that's the incredible glory. That's the glory, yeah? That's the glory of the Talmud Chacham. That's Yaakov Avinu. That's Yaakov Avinu. And everything has to bow before that. Even remember when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, right? We don't get lost in Moshe Rabbeinu, but when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to get the Torah, the Malachim didn't want to give the Torah to Abbas of Adam. Bor Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu to answer them, he answers them by telling them, he says, tell me, do you have a Yetzahara? Do you have strife amongst you? Do you have desire amongst you? Do you have issues amongst you? Do you have parents? Do you have Mechavet, etc.? In other words, you can't translate, you live in a world bathed in light, you live upstairs in Shemayim, right? I want to bring the Torah down to the earth where people who are flesh and blood can transform the darkness of Gashmias into light. That makes the person greater. That Yaakov, it says, V'haya beis Yaakov la'esh, beis Yosef la'lahava, right? Yaakov is esh, he transforms everything to esh, everything he comes into contact with, he transforms into the esh of Torah, right? Eish das, Torah is called Eish das. It's a das of a fire. It transforms everything to itself. Once you put the physical object into the Eish, it becomes part of the Eish. That's Yaakov. So with that, let's take a look at a few things. Yeah, Sfasemis says in Tafrei Shlomo Gimel, the year Tafrei Shlomo Gimel. He says,
what year is that?
We're now in Tufshin, what do you call it, Ayin Ches, right? So you'll do the math.
What's the...
Right. Do me a favor. Take a vow. Okay, we call it, so...
5,633.
You can hand in your answers at the end, pencil down. Okay, fine. So Sasemis says he's talking on where Yaakov gets the name Yisrael. Right? He receives that from the Malach. Later on, the Holy Bosch himself gives him the name Yisrael. Ubevadai nishar koach ze b'chol ish Yisrael. Why is he called Yisrael? Ki sarisa im Elokim v'anoshim v'tuchal. You have striven, right? You fought, you won in the battle against, what do you call it, against people and against Kokos, the Malachim, the what do you call it, the right? Koach ze b'chol ish Yisrael, right? This koach remains in every Jewish person. Asher kola olamos tluyim b'masav. All of the worlds are dependent upon, right, a person's, what do you call it, actions. Ubezor HaKadosh, and Zohar says, Ki malachov, on the pasuk, Ki malachov yitzav alach l'shmocho b'chol durachecha, perish al yetzer tov v'yetzer hara. The malachim that escort a person are his yetzer tov and his yetzer hara. His yetzer hara. Ki chol ratzon pnimi hu nekuda chiyus me'ashem yizbarach sh'nishtaleach b'olam hazeh l'chavona miyuchedes v'nikra malach. Every rotzon pnimi, every internal, drive, be it positive, be it negative, right, was sent to this world for people to do something with it. And then when something has been done with it, and when the presence of Hashem has been extracted from it, has been revealed in it, then it goes up, then its abdurah description is over. The yesh malachi chutz laretz, the Eretz Yisrael, the Malachim of Chutz Laretz, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. Like we know that Avraham Avinu at the end of Parshas Vayetze, right? He came upon two encampments of Malachim. He called it Machanayim. Machanayim. Why? Because there was the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, Malachim of Chutz Laretz, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. So Sfasemis says there are Malachim of Chutz Laretz, Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. Kmo she'omru Chazal v'yizko Malachei Elokim, right, etc. But v'yesh l'foresh. Malachim, shenistar v'ne'alam b'masim gashmim v'nikra malachei chutzlaretz. Malachei chutzlaretz, right, the shlichim that a person has to use, yeah, those are the malachim of the days of the week. Right? Those are the malachim of the days of the week. And why? Right? Yishlosh yimei ha-maaseh shemutarim ba'asiyas malacha v'lahotzi levar ha-chiyus shenistar v'ne'alam b'maasim gashmim. A person is allowed to engage in physical activity, right, during the week. He's allowed to do all malachas, he engages in the physical world. So then his job description over there is to extract, yeah, to extract the kedusha, right? The kedusha from all these gashmim. So he employs, as it were, his malach, his yetzer tov, to extract from, what do you call it, from all those deeds. The Isa.
How does he do that?
How does he do it?
Talks to the malach.
No, I guess what do you call it? You employ, I mean, he's going to say in a moment that the idea of a malach is, when do you need a shliach? When do you need a shliach? When you're further away, then you're not, when you're not close to the one that you're addressing yourself to. In other words, if, let's say, if I want to send you, I send you a letter. I send it by way of a shliach. Send by way of a shliach. Why? Because you're living in Okefenokee Swamp, right? And I'm living in the Badlands of the Dakotas. So I send you a malach. I send you an emissary. I send you an intermediary because it's far away from me, right? So therefore, what we're saying is that during the week, the struggle is distant from me. It's very hard to extract, yeah, the kedusha from those, what do you call, from those things over there. So therefore, I have the aid of the malachim. I have the aid of the malachim. The Isa, and we know, Rashi says, Malachim Mamish. That means that what Rashi told us in the beginning of what he quoted of the parsha, Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, right? El Esav, V'chiv Arta Seir Stei Adom. So Rashi says, Malachim Mamish. V'ech Shalach Le'esav Malachim Kedoshim. How did Yaakov Avinu send Malachim Kedoshim to Esav? In Cain, Yishtefarish Hayu B'derech Nistar, Malachi Chutzlarz, Kanal, Ke'inin Shematzinu, Shemalachim Mislabshim Ba'olam Hazeh B'Gashmius. In other words, right, he sent him, he didn't send him angels, you know, appear with, what do you call it, with the wings and the fire and what do you call it, and all the 9 yards. He said they were hidden. They were hidden in Gashmius. Malachim of Chutzlars. Malachim of what do you call it, of Gashmius. V'Shabbos Kodesh, right? Yom Menucha Hu, Malachi Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos Kodesh is the day of Menucha. And then you have the Malachim, right? The Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. They're closer, right? They're closer to the world of Kedusha. Shemigala HaRotzon HaEmes B'Lev Yisrael. V'Yidei Hislavus Yicholim L'Halos HaKol. So during the week, you gotta struggle, right? During the week, you gotta struggle in order to drag out the Malachim Chutzlars, because there it's hidden, it's hidden more deeply. And Kodesh Baruch Hu aids you, but nonetheless, there it's a tougher struggle to extract the Kedusha out of it. On Shabbos, if you just mislayif, if you plug into Shabbos, right, you can't plug into Sunday and extract Kedusha, but you gotta toil to get the Kedusha out of your earthly, temporal experiences during the week. But on Shabbos, all you do is just plug into Shabbos itself, automatically his Hislavus becomes revealed to you, and that we all know. Right? If we space Shabbos, we don't experience it. If we don't space it, if we plug into it, all of a sudden it's so much more immediately available to us, all this Kedusha. We think it's the challenge, we think it's the Pacha, it's what he called, it's the Kedusha of what he called Kedusha of Shabbos. It's closer. There you need only Malachim of what he called Eretz Israel. You don't need Malachim of Chutzlars with jackhammers and congos. Like Islavus Yichol Mahalos Hakol, Bechinas Malach Shenikra Shliach Urak B'Dvarim Shrechokim Me'Ameshaleach Atzmo. You only need a Malach. Now he goes a step further. You only need a Malach where you're far away from the one that you want to deliver the message to, right? All the maisa and mitzos which involve physical things, physical acts, physical objects. The chain aftavos, heter v'iser, and even the taivas, desire, those that are mutter and those that are utter, right? So these all need, what do you call, need malachim. L'chach ha-chiyus sheish b'chol dover hu malach ha-mesayeh ha-mamish. The chiyus, the nekuda, the point of Hashem's presence in the world, in physical things, that is the malach. And that aids the person to uncover him, right, called within the world, within the week. During the week, it's a more difficult process. Those are the malachim of chutz l'aretz. It's a harder struggle. And on Shabbos Kodesh, then the person plugs into it, etc. And what he called is more easily available to him. So these are malachim. So we call the Sfatim to talk to us about malachim. Malachim. So let's think for a second. We're coming between two poles over here. Yaakov Avinu sent malachim. He sent malachim to Esav. Malachim mamish, says Rashi. But they were hidden. What was he trying to do? He was trying, as it were, as we'll see in a moment, he was trying to show Esav, to demonstrate to Esav that there is more to the world than what physically meets the eye, and that's what he, Yaakov, is involved in, right? And he knows that Esav is not involved in that, and that's okay. But that Esav should respect Yaakov for who he is, because Yaakov is not also, and not fear that Yaakov is coming to encroach on his territory, because Yaakov has no interest in encroaching on his territory. Because Esav is a physical person, right? Esav is a physical person. Esav is a person who's interested in Olam Hazeh. He's interested in Olam Hazeh. Yaakov is a person whose only involvement in Olam Hazeh is to extract the Kedusha from it. As it were, to take advantage of the Malachim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has implanted in everything. He sends Malachim, hidden as people, not with their lightsabers, etc., right? Hidden as people. But the concept he wants to convey to Yaakov, as we'll see in just a moment, falls from the Guarye, to the Esav, the concept he wants to convey to him is, I'm living on a different plane than you are, right?
Who, Yaakov?
Yaakov, I'm living on a different plane than you are, Esav. Right? I'm living on a different plane. And I'm not coming to encroach upon your plane. So therefore, leave me be. So now with that being given, let's see the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh says on Pasuk Dal, Yishlach Yaakov again, Malachim, the phone of El Esav Achiv, Ar Tzir Sdei Edom. Right? So what is really called the Gur Aryeh? Say, V'yadati Sh'al Tekane Bi, V'mash Kiyamti Es HaTorah. What does Yaakov say? Yaakov says, Im Lovan V'yatzav Osam Lemor, Kosumun Le'sid Ha'tap Pri Pesukim. You should say to what he called to Esav as follows. Ko somrun la adoni leesav. This is what you should say to my master, to Esav. Ko amar avdecha Yaakov. So says your servant Yaakov. Im Lavan garti vaychar ad ata. I lived with Lavan and I carried until now. Vahili shor v'chamor tzon ve'ev v'shicha v'shlichol hagid la adoni limso chen be'inecha. Rashi has a jumble of things over here, right? On the one hand, he tells him, im lovan garti, and taryag mitzvah shamarti. Garti is gematria, is the tar, it's the letter, taryag. I kept all 613 mitzvahs. So on the one hand, right, that sounds like he's got his thumbs inserted underneath his suspenders, right? I dwelt with Lavan, master of Sheker, and I kept all 613 mitzvahs. That's one thing. Right? That sounds like he's really cool. He's schwitzing.
It's not one thing, it's 613.
Okay, I'll ignore you. He says that I kept 613 mitzvahs. So that sounds like he's showing, you know, his greatness. On the other hand, what does he say? He says, ויש לי שור וחמור וצאן ועב ושיכר ושיכר להגיד אדוני למצוא חן בעיניך. Says Rashi that I want to tell you that the brachas that our father gave me,
yeah,
weren't makuyim on me. They didn't recall, they didn't become revealed upon me. They didn't become revealed upon me. They weren't chal on me. Why? Because what were the brachas they gave me? Tein lecha Elokim, mitala shemayim, mishvani aretz, right? That the land should be mine. Recall, have a gvir lachecha, that you'll lord over your brother. I'm not lording over you. I don't have fields, right? I got shor, chamor, tzon, eved, shifcha, etc. Those brachas weren't mekuyim bi.
This is what he wanted to tell Yaakov, Esav?
This is what he said to Esav. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says,
did he know better?
What?
He knew better than that, though. He's just telling me.
He's not lying. What? He's in love and garki. Rashi says, "Lo nasesi sar v'chashuv el agir." I dwelled with him like a gear, like a foreigner. I didn't become a star. I didn't become an important person. Ein chakadai l'snosi. It's not worth your while to hate me. That's what Rashi says. Al birchat avicha shebirchani, for the bracha that your father, that our father, gave to me. Have a gvil achecha. There he said in that bracha that you will be a master, a lord over your brother. Not that. Lehevach, I've been with Lavan all this time. I've been just like a foreigner. Lo niskaima bi. Right. On the other hand, in Lavan garti, that means I kept tired mitzvos. So says the Gur Aryeh. What is he trying to show to Esav? Right, the brachas didn't take hold. He's not cutting to insult the brachas of his father Yitzchak. He's going to say they weren't mekuyim in me. Maybe they will be mekuyim one day, and they will be mekuyim one day. Our father, if he gave a bracha, for sure it's going to be fulfilled. Yeah, but in me personally, they wouldn't be mekuyim. Look at the Gur Aryeh.
Wanted
the
to
Torah.
Play down the
brachas on him.
He wanted to play it down, so he wouldn't feel.
Right, but again, but he would call. Listen to what he's saying. He's not playing down that his father's brachas weren't fulfilled. They weren't fulfilled in me. See what the Gur Aryeh says. V'yadanti shata al tikaneh bi. I know you won't be jealous of me, but meshe kiyamti es haTorah. I told you in love on garti, I was in time 613 mitzvahs. I know you're not going to be jealous of me. That doesn't interest you. She'en ata achav b'zeh. You're not responsible for that. Yeah. Inami de kamer Yaakov lo niskayim bi perish shebi lo niskayma. The mitzvahs weren't fulfilled in me. Ki Esav haya sover ki hu yekabel atzmo abrachos. He lochash of Esav Lazaro, right? Esav, recall, all he cared about was about himself. He didn't care about his children. What was going to mean the future? You know, even if those mitzvahs would be mekuyim on what he called Yaakov's children, if they were fulfilled in Yaakov's children, but Esav's not going to be around then. He doesn't care about that. He only cares about here and the now. So if Yaakov says, I wasn't worthy that the mitzvahs, or I wasn't the right time for those brachas to be fulfilled on me, so Esav will be happy as a lark. And you, what do you care about your children, Esav? What do you care about them? You're concerned for yourself. I understand the way you think. So on the one hand, he says to Esav, why did he tell me you kept not 613 mitzvos? Don't mess with me. I have the schus of the Torah on my side. As the schus of my Torah is, I kept 613 mitzvahs even when I lived in a world of sheker. On the other hand, don't be jealous of me, because the temporal bracha has not come upon me. It will go to my children, my children's children, etc. But I know that you're not concerned with that. You're not concerned with the future. You're concerned only with the here and the now, right? And I place my trust, says Yaakov, in the fact that I kept the 613 mitzvahs. That's the plane that I live in, and therefore I'm not afraid. Ki af Esav harasha hayaroa biyitzchak aviv ma'agormalo mitzvahs Hashem yisbarach. Esav also saw the koach of Torah. He saw what his father was zocha to in the merit of his keeping mitzvahs. Right? V'lo shota hayay. Esav wasn't a fool. Ach Rasha, he was a Rasha. So Yaakov spoke to him as what he called dugri, as they say. Straight, to the point. I have the schus of Torah with me. And you know what the schus of Torah is because you saw that in our father's house. On the other hand, the temporal brachas didn't rest upon me because it's obviously not going to be fulfilled in this generation. I lived as a foreigner with Laban. I'm not a lord over you.
Did Esav know that the shlichim were malachim?
No. Chori didn't know. That's what Tzvatzema said. He recorded. He Dafka Yaakov didn't send him the malachim in their essence. He sent it hidden. Why would he call now? So all of this says the next Tzvatzemes. Yes, yeah, so the next Tzvatzemes is to. This was the first step of Yaakov Avinu, and I think that answered one of our questions before. And this is why is it Rashi says Doron first, the present first, and then afterwards the Tefillah, and then afterwards the Milchama. Right? Sfasema says that what Yaakov Avinu was trying to do, he was trying to bring Esav closer to him in the right proportions.
Doron means?
A present.
A present.
Right? In other words, to show right a favorable relationship, etc. By saying you send a present, so then you show that you have care, concern, affection, whatever it is. Sfasema says, right, that what Yaakov Avinu was trying to do was he was trying to paint the picture for Esav in a way that Esav could have a relationship with Yaakov, not be jealous of him, not be fearful of him, feel that he'll have whatever he wants in this world, and still be able to live in peace with what he called with Yaakov. That's why Yaakov says to him, right, I dwelt with Lavan, and I kept 613 mitzvahs. I had that schus. And you, Esav, you might be a Rasha, I mean, whatever, but you're not a fool. You know what the power is of keeping mitzvahs. On the other hand, the temporal bracha, the success in this world, but the fact that I to have dominion that your father gave to me over you, that's not being revealed now. I'm your servant. Maybe in the future that'll be in the future it will be revealed, but not now. And you're not concerned with the future. You're concerned with the now. So that's what I think Rashi means when Rashi says that the order of things was Doron, then Tefillah, then Milchama. The first Doron, as it were these words, yeah, and these emissaries that Yaakov Avinu sent, right? He wanted to send him, he sent him the Malachim, as it were, of Chutz Laretz. He sent him emissaries who have the ability, as it were, to extract, to bring close, to reveal the Ruchnius that's inside the Gashmi world. He was trying to give Esav a taste of that. I had a taste of that. How did he give it to, in what words did he give him a taste of that, that you and I can live together, that it's possible on the one hand, yeah, that I, who'm living in the world of Tariq Mitzvos, and you who are the world living in the world of Monte Carlo, yeah, right, we can live together. Why? Because I'm in a different plane, and I'm not encroaching on your territory, because right now those brachas are not being fulfilled in me. The brachas of power, of dominion, etc. So that's okay. Then what happens is pasuk zayin vayashuv amalachim el Yaakov lemor bono el achicha el Esav v'gam hakolech likoschav abamayos ishimo. So Rashi says bono el achicha el Esav, we came to your brother and we did things the way you said. To try and explain. We told him about the Tariq Mitzvot, that you're on a very lofty plane, but it's a different plane, right? We talked about in Lavan Garti, right? That in Lavan Garti, there's two things. There's on the one hand, there's a Tariq Mitzvot, Garti is Tariq. On the other hand, Garti, it was like a gear with him. In other words, I don't have temporal dominion over you, right? You can be the big cheese. I'm your Evan, right? I'm not looking for that over here, and that Berlos Brachas, I'm being Mekuyim now. Didn't work though. Because he's coming like Esav of Russia. He's not coming to you like Achicha. It didn't work. That was the beginning. That was the first Doron. I think that's what Rashi is referring to when Rashi says Doron, then Tfila, then Milchama, then Milchama. When the Medrash or the Ramban talks about Doron, talks about Tfila, Doron Milchama, he's talking about the second Doron, the physical thing. He sends what he called what happens afterwards. Shuvon Alachim Al Yaakov. So they say he's coming towards you with 400 men, and they're not coming to play pinochle. Right? Yaakov is afraid. He's disturbed. Yeah? Rashi said he's afraid that he'll be killed, and he's disturbed that he might have to kill someone else. He split them up into two encampments. Right? And if Esav comes and attacks one encampment, we'll fight, and the other encampment will survive. Right? So that's the, right? So that implies there's going to be milchama. In the interim, what does he do? And then it says, look at the psukim. Pasuk Yud. Vayomer Yaakov Elokei Avi Avram Elokei Avi Yitzchak Hashem Omer Elai Shuv Le'Arz Zechom Lad Zechom Ve'Tivi Imach. Right? That's Pasuk Yud. Hashem record, you told me to return back to what he called to the land of your fathers, and you will do good by me. Katonti Mikol Chasadim Mikol Emes. Right? I've become small because you've shown me so much chesed, so much emes, you fulfilled all the promises you made to me, you showed me so much chesed, maybe I have no schus left anymore. Maybe I have no schus. Katzontim kol chesedim kol emes asher asisa avdecha kivu makli avarti yasei arvein hazeh v'ata yisi v'shnei machanos. Hatzilena, save me now from the hand of Esav, my brother, etc., etc., etc. Fine. And then what does Yaakov do? Vayolan shem b'laylahu, vayikach min abo b'yado, mincha le'Esav achiv. He prepares the physical Doron. Right? In other words, if the words of Doron don't work, like they obviously didn't, because Esav is coming towards him with his 400 men, he doesn't look like he's smiling, then the physical Doron, the presence that he's going to send him, all of what he called the goats, the camels, the sheep, etc., perhaps that'll wait. So there, now that we understand the two orders, the order in Rashi is Doron, right? Tfila Milchama. The order in the Ramban and the Medrash is Tfila Doron. Which Doron? The Doron, the physical Doron, and Milchama. Milchama. Okay, fine. Go back for a second to Pasuk Ches. Vayira Yaakov Me'od Vayetzer Lo. Yaakov was afraid. So Rashi says he was afraid that he'd be killed, and he was afraid that what? That he would kill. Right? He was afraid that he would kill someone else. So, what is this? Why is Yaakov afraid? So, I understand that the Gemara says in Brachos, right? Mar says in Brachos that a person that Yaakov Avinu in Brachos on Daf Dalet says that Yaakov Avinu was afraid Shema Yigrom HaChet. It was even though Hashem made promises to him, but perhaps, as Rashi brings that over here, perhaps Nislachlachti B'Chet. If you look at Rashi in Pasuk Ches, right? No, not Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Katonti mikol chasadim. Katonti, I've become small from all the chasadim. Nismatu zchuyosai. Aydi et chasadim va'emes shasisi imi. My merits have been decreased by all the ches and the emes that you've shown to me. L'chachane yore, that's why I'm afraid. Shema mihishek tachtoni nislachlachti v'chet. Perhaps, yeah, that after you made the promises to me, I've become filthy with chait. I've become dirty with chait. V'yigrom li l'himaser b'yad Esav. And therefore I'm afraid that I'll be given over into the hands of my brother Esav. Right?
So why didn't he say, well, if I did it, certainly certainly Esau did embarrass.
Yeah, that's not the issue with equality. You know,
the magnitude of his errors was going to be less than his 5 errors that he committed on the day.
Right, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik him tzadikim kuchut asara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is exacting with tzadikim like a hair's breadth.
Yeah.
Right, we're not coming to compare. Right, we're not coming to compare the goyim and the Jews. Right, because obviously the Jews are marching the beat of a different drummer, but in order to be worthy of the promises that Hashem made him, so we have to maintain our strength. Right? We have to maintain our level, our spiritual level. So what's the nature of this fear? So Rashi said, "Vayira," he was afraid of being killed. "Vayitzer," he was afraid of killing somebody else. The Leshem Shvov Achloma, that's Rav Eliashiv's grandfather, right? So he writes, you see on page one there, Achal Kol Panim, right? Mashanogeli Aninu. Yaakov Avinu, as it were, Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu was afraid that perhaps sin that he may have committed may have lessened his merit and therefore not make him worthy of the fulfillment of the promises that Hashem made to him. He didn't think that he was worthy of Hashem making an ace for him.
Yeah, but he also knew that Hashem wanted his 12 sons to be.
Seder, how Hashem is going to raise that to be fulfilled is going to be a separate issue, but it's not really cool. But he's afraid that perhaps he's not worthy of that being fulfilled right now. So the Leshem says that Yaakov Avinu, it's not considered. In other words, Yaakov Avinu, on the one hand, he's torn by two forces right now. Yaakov, on the one hand, the force of Bitachon says, place your trust in Hashem, right? Place your trust in Hashem. Mishmu ra lo yira nachon li bo batuch v'Hashem. I'm not going to assume what he caught. Yeah, I'm not going to assume that some evil tidings are going to happen to me. On the other hand, the self-examination brings up the concept of concern. Shem Yigumachet, maybe I'm not worthy. So you have a conflict, right? You have a conflict here between two things. On one hand, the force that says perhaps I'm not worthy. On the other hand, the force that says to me, have you talking about Hashem? Says the Leshem, right, based on this reading of what he called of the, you know, from the Zohar, ki ayir Hashem yigum achet asher hu sosir lemidas habitochon hu einu mala klal b'malas hatzadikim. It's not a mila. In other words, for a regular person, perhaps it's true, right? But for the tzadikim, they should opt for bitochon. The Balei Tosfos, right, without going to the Leshem, the Balei Tosfos say that that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vayir Yaakov Ma'od, Vayitzelo, Meitzer Haya Yaakov Al Shahaya Yorei Me'esav Me'achashiv Tiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Balei Tosfos learn that the second word, Vayitzelo, not like Rashi. Rashi says Vayira, that he's afraid of being killed. Vayitzer, what, he's afraid of killing somebody else. The Balei Tosfos say that Yaakov Avinu, Vayira, he was afraid, and Vayitzelo, he was disturbed that he was afraid. He was disturbed that he was afraid. Why am I feeling fear? What happened to my bitachon? What happened to my bitachon?
It's because you have two wives.
Okay. We'll bring up one more nakuda here, right? One more nakuda. In terms of what he called, in terms of how one should deal with this fear. And as we're trying to learn something from this, We know that Yaakov initially tried to win over Esav. When he saw that wasn't working, he prepared himself for, tefillah, he davened to the Baruch Shalom. He prepared himself for hishtadlus, because who knows what level he's living on, etc. It says, Vayira Yaakov, Vayitzelo. Rashi says he's afraid of being killed, he's afraid of killing. Mitzad Sheni, the Balai Tosa say that he was afraid, and he was disturbed that he was afraid. He shouldn't have been afraid. He felt that he shouldn't have been afraid. The Agra de Kala, right, the Bnei Yisachar, right, says that in general, and this is something for us, right, whenever a person feels fear of another person, of some earthly thing, he should realize that, what's that for? What is that feeling for? That feeling is coming inside of him in order, that he should transfer that fear to fear of the Borei Olam. And as everything has, everything has in its essence, right? Everything has in its essence a nakuda, a point of kedusha that can be extracted from it. Every experience has a nakuda of kedusha that can be extracted from it. When a person experiences fear of something in this world, what does the Bnei Yisachar say, the Agra de Kala say? He says that also can be sanctified. How? That fear that comes up in the person then now transfers that fear. I have nothing to fear of a person. I only have to fear of the Ribbono Shalom. Okay? Only have fear of the Ribbono Shalom. Only have fear of the Ribbono Shalom. That's what he says. So now, that being the case, so then I think, what do you call it? I think if we put together, that which Rashi taught us, and the Gurariya taught us, and the Sfasamas taught us in the beginning, and that which the Balai Tosas taught us in the middle, and that which the Agra de Kala taught us in general about fear, then we can come to the end of the story, which was how Yaakovin was willing to fight against the Malach. And not only fight against the Malach, to best the Malach, and to demand that he show him, like, a proper respect, Tiferes. Right? That he give him, that he, what do you call it, that he give his acquiescence to Yaakov's brachas, etc. And admit that Yaakov lords over him. Again, that's the midah of Tiferes. That's the midah of Tiferes. The midah of Tiferes. Of a glory where those who stand before you have to feel the need to kowtow before you. That was Yaakovinu's recalled dream. That was Yaakovinu's midah. That was Yaakovinu was trying to accomplish. And not so that he could schwitz and put his fingers underneath his suspenders, but that because he knew that was his job description, because he was the Amud of Torah, and that's what Torah, when it becomes part and parcel of the person, it transforms him onto a completely different level, and the whole rest of the Bria, the Malachim included, are obese before the Torah. So it says, what do you call it? It says after Yaakov Avinu, if we look at it, Yaakov Avinu first tries to convince Esav. Doesn't work. He davens. He experiences fear. Says the Balai Tosfos, he's upset that he experiences fear. He's upset that he experiences fear. Why? Because he should have recalled Habitachon. And he's strengthening himself. He's taking every experience. Look at the steps that he goes. First, he's trying to convince Esav with that Doron of words, in Lavan Garti, which has the double meaning to it. On the one hand, I kept Tadjard Mitzvahs, I'm on a different plane. On the other hand, I was like here with Lavan. You have to feel that I'm encroaching in your territory. That doesn't work. He begins to, what he called, he expresses his fear toward the reversal, Vayira Yaakov Mil Vayitzelo. He's afraid, and then he's disturbed, says the Balai Tosfos, that he's afraid. He davens to the Ribbono Shalom, right? He davens to the Ribbono Shalom that God Baruch Hu help him. He does the physical acts, etc., of sending the Doron, the Hishtadlus, etc., without what he called. Now, according to the Balai Tosfos, he's rid himself of that fear. He's rid himself of that fear because he's disturbed that he felt that fear. He's disturbed that he felt that fear, so he knows he has to overcome that. In the interim, what happens? The Malach of Esav attacks him. And Yaakov goes full force against him. Just like the Gemara also says in Brachos, Lo'olam yargiz adam, yetzer tov al yetzer hara. A person should always have to battle, right? Do battle with the yetzer hara. To show that he is on top and that the yetzer hara is on the bottom. Yaakov does battle with what he called with the Sarshal Esav, right? To best him. Right? Because now he's risen to that level. And then he demands the brachas from him. He demands what he called the Jishou acquiescence to the brachas that he received. So that, I think, is the story of Yaakov Avinu's experience. And that you can only understand, right, when you understand that Yaakov Avinu is the umud of Torah. Because Torah, in every step that you take, turn this way, turn to the right, turn this way, turn to the left. Now it's time to back up. Now it's time to go forward. The Torah defines, like we learned what he called the Torah's ner l'ragli, right? L'raglecha. The Torah is what he called, tells you every step of the way, which way you should turn it. And that's Yaakov Avinu, going forward, backing up. I made a mistake, what he called, according to the Baal HaTosfos, I have to correct it, etc. In the end, he's in a position to do battle with the Sar Shel Esav himself, and that's why he demands the brachos. Why couldn't he wait? Why couldn't he wait till he showed up? After all, even the Malach tells him, when you show up at Beit El, then you're going to get the brachos. You get the brachos. Hashem himself is going to give the brachos. I'll give you a piece of noise. No, I want you to show it to me. I want every chalik of the Bria, as it were, because I am the Amud of Torah. I'm the one who's put Torah into every step of my life. Just as you've seen in the last, what do you call the transition of events here. Stepping forward, stepping backward, go trying this, trying that, doing Yishtadlus, I've been Boteach, what do you call, had been davening, etc. I've employed all of the, what do you call, all of the forces. Nothing is done, you know, at the chop slop. Everything is through the eyes of the Torah. When to turn this way, when to turn that way. And if I demand that you show, right, your fealty to me, you, the Sar Shel Esav. Esav, I know how to deal with him. I told what he called, I'm going to deal with him in a temporal way. But you, the Sar Shel Esav, right, you have to show your servitude, as it were, before me. You have to show, you have to acquiesce to my brachas. And then finally, after all this is over, says Vayavo Yaakov Sholem Ishchem Asher Be'eretz Kanan Bevol Mipadan Aram Vayichan Es Pnei Ayir. Right? Sholem Begufo Sholem Betoraso. Says the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis here. Vayavo Yaakov Sholem. Achav She'ovar Kol Atzar Hakodim Nikra Sholem. After he's gone through all the tzar, all the ups and downs, all the roller coaster, he's called Sholem. Inyan, like the pasuk says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. That the tzaddik falls seven times and rises. Al yedei nefilos dafka. In other words, how does the tzaddik rise? Not in spite of the fact he's gone through so much suffering. Finally, right, he's reached nirvana. Right? Finally, he's really caught in tranquility. Finally, he's in peace. Finally, he's in Palm Springs. Right? Kishev yipol tzaddik v'kam, that through his falling, and through the way he deals with his falling, and through the way he deals with all the ups and downs, all the difficult moments, etc., that's what brings him to the next level. That's why he rises up to another level. The Kakosa Bezora Kodesh Al-Aposuk, Rabos Raos Tzadik. Many are the travails of the Tzadik. The Zohar Kodesh says, Gufa, Mizbarer Tzidkoso Mikoach El-Apoa. That through all the difficulties that the Tzadik undergoes, his Tzidkis, as it were, leaves the world of potential and becomes actualized. Mikulam Yatzilena Hashem, Loshna Frosha, Kumo Beyatzil Hashem, Es Mikna Avichem, Shemikol Raos Tzadik Nitfasef Lo Shleimus. Right? Mikulam Yatzilenu Hashem, that means that Hashem, as it were, distills out of the tzaddik a higher level of connection through all the tzaras. So that was what Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu approached it with the eye of Torah, approached it this way, okay, now I have to approach it a different way, now I erred, now I have to step back, I have to correct, etc. Mitzvah Sar Shel Esav. All the difficulties, and that's Bechlau, that's what he called, it's the nature of Yaakov Avinu's life. He goes through many, many difficulties. Many bizarre experiences, as we could call it that. I don't know if you call it bizarre, but what he called many of them, he has a roller coaster of a life. And his application of Torah to each one of them, that brings him, like it says here, Sholem, right? Yershchem, he comes, Sholem b'toroso, Sholem b'gufo, kisheva yipol tzadik b'kam, right? That through the tzadik falling seven times, that's why he rises up even higher and higher and higher and higher through the falling itself.